From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The U.S. Trade Representative's team has been working on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement for well over a year, but it still needs to be ratified by all three countries, something lawmakers hope happens this summer. But according to MilkBusiness.com, passing the deal could be a challenge. Some Democrats aren't convinced the votes are in order for the House to pass the USMCA, and some say the deal won't be brought to a vote until enough votes have been secured. Small farmers in Nigeria who typically can't afford tractors will soon have temporary access through a quickly expanding Uber-like program called Hello Tractor. AgriMarketing.com reports through a public-private partnership, John Deere plans to deploy 10,000 tractors in Nigeria over 5 years, selling them to contractors who then rent them to small farmers. With a tractor, a field that might take 40 days to prepare for planting by hand can be prepped in 8 hours and is cheaper than hiring workers. A nationwide economic impact study found more than one-fifth of the nation's economy is linked either directly or indirectly to the food and agriculture sectors, and more than one-fourth of all American jobs are similarly connected. This research, according to AgriMarketing.com, commissioned by a group of 23 food and agriculture organizations, found total jobs are over 45 million, total wages are $2.06 trillion, total taxes $913.13 billion, and total exports $154.4 billion. Total food and industry economic impact $7.06 trillion. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.